You're listening to Soundtracks, your source for the latest music and musings behind your favorite movies.
It's an electronica-heavy episode of Soundtracks. Hopefully you're as down for it as I am. Mick Jost here, editor of GeekTyrant.com, and today's episode may require a little bit of explanation. So Silver Screen Records hooked us up with the soundtrack for this movie. It was Nicholas Winding Refn's directorial debut. Sort of. It's a reboot of his directorial debut of the movie Pusher, done in the style that we're familiar with Mr. Refn, however, directed by another director. This may be easier if I add some of the music in the background, kind of give it the tone of what we're looking for. So, here's the deal. 1996, Refn is pretty much unknown to the film world until he releases his film, Pusher. Puts him on the map, becomes a trilogy, a cult classic among audiences outside of the Americas. Not in English, drug use, high amounts of violence, all the stuff that later made Refn known for. The camera shots, all this stuff. The style itself was a precursor for things that would later make Refn known for his work in like Drive, Bronson, but not really as recognizable as it is now. So, Refn decides to produce an English version of the film that he first filmed with another director and the style that he has become famous for, but now it's a more polished version, enlisting an electronica duo that was famous during the time he directed the film. Are you able to keep up with that? Does that make sense to you? By the way, we're listening to Frank Mirror, which I appreciate a lot. It kind of makes me feel like I'm actually in one of his films with just like, I just need to throw some like mood lighting on myself and just stand naked in a corner or something. I kid. But yeah, now that you're kind of up to speed on that, we got a lot of stuff about this film. For those of you who are not familiar, you're gonna want to see this film by the end of the episode. I'm really intrigued by it. And I think I'm gonna be finding a way to find the reboot and watch that as soon as possible, because I'm very interested after hearing this soundtrack. So like I said, Orbital, they were a really big electronica duo in the UK scene back in the day, and it's not hard to tell why after listening to this soundtrack. Let's start with one of their songs right off the bat. It's VVIP right here on Soundtracks. We'll be right back. VVIP via the electronica duo Orbital on the Pusher soundtrack, courtesy of Silver Screen Records in association with Cinemedia Promotion. That's a mouthful. Mick Jost here, editor of GeekTyrant.com, and like I said, we're talking about Nicholas Winding Refn's directorial debut, Pusher. Now, there's a lot of you who may not know about this film. It's kind of the stereotypical, I don't want to say stereotypical, but it's kind of a style you're familiar with, kind of blends elements from the movie Drive in it. You have a guy who's wrapped up in a crime world. He's a drug pusher. That's what the pusher part's for. Just kind of wrapped up in a weird world that only Refn could give a glamorized style to, it seems like, especially just with the style that he has. Anyway, the original Danish film caused shockwaves among the European film-going audience. Many rumors were circulated that the actors and actresses in the film actually did the drugs shown in the film to preserve the reality of the film itself, which to this day, actors and actresses who appeared in the film can neither say yes or no to. In terms of that, going further in that, Refn gave an interview with a tabloid reporter asking about the film and was told specifically not to mention the research involved in making the film. And when he did, things just got really, really incredibly awkward, which only led people to believe that the latter, the beginning part about everybody doing drugs on set and being all whacked out during filming, was true. Another weird thing about this film, the entire thing was shot in sequence. Every scene was filmed back to back. Very rare that happens with the film nowadays. So maybe that was due to the fact that he was still green as a director and he didn't know any better, or maybe he's just a really particular guy like that. I don't know. Anyway, we got more music from Orbital on this fantastic soundtrack. I'm a big fan of it. It's Cutting and Doing right here on Soundtracks. Cutting and Doing off the Pusher soundtrack, courtesy of Silver Screen Records and Cinemedia Promotions. Mick Jost here, editor of GeekTyrant.com. And it seems like the more I'm reading about Nicholas Winding Refn is that he has kind of a temper. He, in the filming of the original Pusher, attacked a crew member, throwing set pieces and physically attacking him for trying to break up production early before he was finished. Now, I've read other parts of violence on his part, and every time I hear this, I can't help but think of the scene in Drive when Ryan Gosling kicks open the face of that dude, just bashes his skull and blood flying everywhere in bits, and he turns around and his eyes are all bulging and he's just like going nuts. I get that vibe that some of the characters that he makes in his films, he associates himself with, in a really kind of weird and twisted way. Like, he relates to Charlie Bronson. He relates to the driver in Drive and all these characters. Maybe even the character in Pusher. Who knows? Maybe he's a weirder guy than I thought. But that only makes me love him more. So we move on to our next song. Marcus Marr, who contributed on the soundtrack. This one's called The Music Instrumental. One of the happier songs on the soundtrack, I have to say. And I think you're going to like it a lot. It's right here on Soundtracks.
Thank you.
The music, instrumental by Marcus Marr, right here on Soundtracks. Mick Jost here, editor of GeekTired.com. I want to thank Silver Screen Records and Centimedia Promotions for hooking me up with this soundtrack. I am for sure making this movie a top priority. Probably even going to watch it tonight. I am so psyched. Saw the trailer. Look it up. Just type in Pusher 2012. Watch the original trailer. Compare the two. Make your distinctions one way or the other. And let me know how you feel about it. Mick Jost at GeekTired.com. I want to hear what you have to say about it. Follow me at Soundtracks, SoundTrax on Twitter. Give me your tweet about what you think of the film. I'll be retweeting you throughout the weekend if you get a chance to catch it. And just keep listening, you know? I'm excited. And I got a big surprise for you next week as far as movies coming out. So until then, I leave you with Go With The Flow. Very long orbital track, but well worth the time dedicated to it. Take it easy, guys, and until next time, this is Soundtracks. Like what you hear on Soundtracks? Visit geektyrant.com for an early release of the new episode and breaking news on your favorite movies, shows, and more. That's geektyrant.com.